Hello and welcome or welcome back to my weekly podcast. Today I have two amazing guests, my friends.
Hi, Vic. I'm Sarah. I'm 19 years old. Thank you for having us.
Hi, I'm Min and I'm also 19 years old.
Today's topic is happiness during COVID-19 and lockdown. The pandemic had and still has a lot of impact on us, especially our mental health has been through a lot in these almost 2 years. If you are a regular listener, you know that I started a survey a few weeks ago based on today's topic. Before we come to that, I want to ask my guests what they felt like during the pandemic. Were you guys more on the happy side or rather lonely?
I was actually really unhappy. The pandemic really opened my eyes and kind of bursted the bubble of ignorant comfort I was living in. I was so unhappy with the person I was, and I started to nitpick and judge everything about myself, from the way I dressed to the way I was thinking. This unhappiness really affected me so much, and I knew I couldn't dwell, or rather shouldn't dwell in it. Despite the couple of days and a week I was working, I mostly stayed at home by myself in isolation. So I used that extra time I now had to try and figure out what it took for me to not only become someone of value to myself, but also to other people.
I see. What about you, Min?
Well, at first I didn't experience this huge change as something negative. The first few weeks I was actually, let's say, I was doing completely fine. Maybe that's because I'm an introvert and I like spending time alone. But since I'm also just a normal human being, I noticed the lack of social interaction quite soon. And then instead of enjoying my time alone, I got lonely, which affected me quite a lot in a negative way.
I can totally feel you guys. Is there anything you tried to overcome this sadly ongoing bad time?
Yeah, I actually read a lot of inspirational literature. It started when I found a book I bought a couple of years ago and never found the motivation to actually start reading it. Truthfully, I even forgot I had it in the first place. It was Kafka on the Shore by Haruki Murakami, maybe you'll know it. So I read it and I found my love for literature again. Before, I would usually lean towards romance or fantasy novels. But during the pandemic, I longed to learn more about myself and other people. I found myself reaching towards autobiographies, novels based on real events, or even poetry. It was generally literature that held a focus towards human behavior and what it actually means to be living. I really found, I wouldn't say a comfort, rather than spiritual enrichment in that.
I always loved video games and I could play for hours without breaks. So it was only natural for me to go back to my old habits and start gaming again. It is a really great activity to escape from reality a bit. And you don't even need to worry about playing alone, since it's super easy to find internet friends. Notice you can just hop on every Discord server that matches your interests and start communicating with lots of different people about your passions. Honestly, I spent so many fun nights talking and gaming with the sweetest people out there. It really takes away your loneliness in rough times and makes you feel like you belong somewhere.
I actually also made online friends that I'm really grateful for. Just like you met them through the gaming community, I met my online friends through the music community. I think now is the perfect timing to talk about my survey. I will link the results of the survey down below. Talking about everything in detail could be a bit monotone, so I will just simply sum it up real quick. All in all, the results of my survey show that the pandemic and lockdown has impacted quite a lot of people's well-being and mental health in a negative way. Now, I can't speak for everyone, but in my little podcast community, I did notice that quite a lot have been through a hard time. I really would like to give you guys some hope and tips. Min, Sarah, can you give my listeners a piece of advice, maybe?
To be honest, I don't have many tips to overcome your loneliness, since it's different for everybody. Just try to find something that makes you happy and focus on that. And as I can see in the survey, 46% of you all already did find a new hobby, and which is really great. And if you feel like nobody shares your interest, you can do it like me and join different servers to communicate with other people. And who knows, you might find new friends you wouldn't like to miss in your life. And what about you, Sarah? Did you try to join online book communities and talk about them with people all over the world?
I actually didn't, but that sounds interesting and I will look into that. One of the things I learned is that the most important factor to remind yourself when it comes to sadness, loneliness, or unhappiness is that you have to realize that what you're feeling is valid. It's okay to be sad and feel lonely or unhappy. That's not only during COVID. Your emotions are always valid. The most harmful situation you can put yourself through is forcing yourself to be happy and undermining your other feelings. One has to find a balance between the good and the bad. The goal is reaching a state of contentment where sadness isn't consuming and happiness not momentary.
I think your words of encouragement and tips gave many listeners out there a lot of hope. Thank you for that.
Vic, also wanted to ask you a question. I've been listening to your podcast for quite a while, and I realized that your music always relates to the topic you're talking about. What made you choose your music for today?
Oh yeah, that's right. I definitely choose my songs for specific reasons. Some of you might have recognized the intro song, which is BTS' Permission to Dance. Just like BTS said themselves, the song is supposed to make you happy during this hard time. Everyone is involved as the dance involves sign language. The outro song I chose is My Treasure by Treasure. I really recommend checking it out since the MV is the more relatable part. It shows a group of students in a classroom wearing masks like we also need to. It also shows a child on its birthday crying and covering its ears since the parents are fighting. There's also another scene that could imply domestic violence, which has increased since quarantine. But also the lyrics are really inspirational, such as, you look the prettiest when you smile, don't worry and never give up. Thank you for being my guest for today's episode. This has been a great conversation. Maybe you guys can join me for another time.
Thank you so much. We would love to join you another time.
Thanks. It was a really great experience being here.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.